Chapter 40. No Way Out. Evening was coming on now. Outside, daylight was withdrawing, the sky going dull, the familiar sunless gray sky of a cold spring in New England. The grand jury room, no longer flooded with clear sunlight, went yellow under the fluorescent lights. The jurors' attention had come and gone the last few hours, but now they sat up attentively. They knew what was coming. I had been in the chair testifying all day. I must have looked a little haggard. LeJudas circled me excitedly, like a boxer sizing up a woozy opponent. Mr. LeJudas, do you have any information about what happened to Hope Connors? Witness, no. Mr. LeJudas, when did you learn she had vanished? Witness, I don't recall exactly. I remember how it began. We got a call in our room at the resort around dinner time. It was Hope's mother asking if she was with Jacob. They had not heard from her all afternoon. Mr. LeJudas, what did you tell her? Witness, that we hadn't seen her. Mr. LeJudas, and Jacob, what did he say about it? Witness, Jake was with us. I asked him if he knew where Hope was. He said no. Mr. LeJudas, was there anything unusual about Jacob's reaction when you asked him that question? Witness, no, he just shrugged. There was no reason to worry. We all figured she'd probably just gone off to explore. Probably she lost track of time. There was no cell phone reception there, so the kids were constantly disappearing. But the resort was very safe. It was completely fenced in. No one could get in to harm her. Hope's mom wasn't panicked either. I told her not to worry. Hope would probably be back any minute. Mr. LeJudas. But Hope Connors never did come back. Witness. No. Mr. LeJudas. In fact, her body was not found for several weeks, isn't that right? Witness. 7 weeks. Mr. LeJudas. And when it was found? Witness. The body was washed up on the shore several miles away from the resort. She drowned, apparently. Mr. LeJudas. Apparently? Witness. When a body is in the water that long, it had deteriorated. My understanding is that it had also been fed on by marine life. I don't know for certain. I was not privy to that investigation. Suffice it to say, the body did not yield much evidence. Mr. LeJudas. The case is considered an unsolved homicide? Witness. I don't know. It shouldn't be. There's no evidence to support that. The evidence suggests only that she went swimming and drowned.